Okay, we are on Daf. Today is Daf Ayin Zayin. We're on Ayin Vav Amud Beis. Last line. As I said before, Amud Beis today is wild. Amar Rava. Rava said, Af Anan Nari Tanina. We also learned in a Brayta like this. Hamotzi Yayin. If somebody carries wine, Kidei Meziga Takos. Enough wine to be able to use to dilute, to make a cup out of it. V'tani Allah. To make a kos yafa, like we said yesterday, a nice cup for benching, right? Victani seifa, and the seifa of the bride said, v'shar kol ha-mashkin b'revias. And every other mashke in the shear is a revias. Says Rashi, the top Rashi. Well, I can do half this Rashi. Mimas nisin nami shma'inon dezeu shi'uro. The truth is, says Rashi, from our Mishnah we know this is a shear. How'd you get that? Why? All the Mishnah said was, Hamotzi Yayin Kedei Meziga Takos. That's all the Mishnah said. Hamotzi, where do you get a revias? How does, so here's what Rashi says. Ready? Midetani Bishar Mashkin revias. Since it says, by the way, it says that in our Mishnah too. All other Mashkin is a revias. Since it said that, Shmamina, we see from here, the Ein Hotzah B'mashke Haru'uyi Lishtia Pachas Nerevias. Any drink, any liquid that's drinkable, the shear is a revias. That's clear. Therefore, ahilkach, therefore, al karchach, for sure, ki shi'uro biyayin. What's the shear of wine? What? No. Kidei mezigas kos shel bracha. To be able to drink a kos shel bracha, shear haru'uya lishtos revias. The shear that you're able to drink a revias. What shear is that? Nakat dahainu rova revias. A quarter of a revias. Thank you. A quarter of a revias. In other words, if the shear for all liquids is a revias, and wine cannot be drunk unless it's three parts water, one part wine is a quarter of a revias, so the shear is a quarter of a revias. So Rashi just did? The quarter of a revias. The chiyahiv al chad plas maya, when you mix that wine with three parts water, the way people do that, Yaman al Revias, you'll be left with a Revias. So what's the shear for wine? A quarter, was the same number we said yesterday. Same thing we said yesterday.
It doesn't work out really, think about it.
Why?
Because if it's, the wine is not wine until you fully mix it up. Abaye
is going to ask that question. Abaye is going to ask that question right now. You hear what Rashi just, what Rava just did? Rava said it's a three parts one, three in one. And Rashi said, really, the Mishnah said that, really. The Mishnah said no such thing. But obviously, the Mishnah is talking about revias. Three in one gives you four. We're not talking about water, we're talking about wine. It must be, it's a quarter of a revias.
But you were talking about Karen, right?
Yeah.
So how does that apply for Chamar Medina, let's say, whiskey?
So it's a revias. Every other mashke is a revias.
For Karen?
For Karen.
So why doesn't that apply for Kiddush as well?
So the truth is, the Gemara is going to ask a similar question about that also. So hold off on that. So now we're back into the Gemara, right? Third line, v'rava l'taimei, and Rava's consistent. The Amar Rava, kol chamra, all wine, is the lo dori al chad tlas maya. That doesn't have a 3-to-1 ratio, three parts water, one part wine. Lav chabru, that's not wine. Amar Abaye Cheshu with Padavra. I have two kashas on you, Rava. Right? Chada, first of all, Ditnan, we learned in Masechtas Nida, right, that a woman is not allowed to have, if a woman has a discharge of red, she becomes Tmeya. What does Rava say? It's five shades of red. So one of the simonim of red is Hamozeg Shnei Chalkei Mayim Ve'echad Yayim. That if a wine has two parts water and one part wine, that's the red that we're talking about. That's a Mishnah in Nida, right? Shnei chalkei mayim ve'echad yayin meneyayim hashiruni, from the wine from the Sharon region. That's the wine we're talking about. So Rava, how could you say it's 3-in-1? Hasi, it's 2-in-1, right? Va'od. Second question is Mati's question. Mayim bekad umitzdarfin. There's no jug of water here to be mitzdarfet. As Rashi explains the question, It's a little. It's further down. It's the Ode Mayim Bekad Mitzdarfen. E Taima Demas Nisan Yayin. If the reason why you're not allowed to carry wine is Mishum Delechi Mazigle, because you when you dilute it V'ruuyu L'shtia, and then it's fit to drink, right? This undiluted wine, not drinkable. You have to put water in. Then you Haibo Revius. Then there'll be a Revius. Hashta right now. Hashta Mia right now. Kimapigle. When you carry out this wine, Adayin Lo Nimza. It's not diluted. What is it? It's by itself. The Enkan Shir Mayim, She'odon Bekad. There's no jug over here with water. How are you going to combine it? You're over here, you're middle of the desert, you have wine with you, you're carrying the wine. There's no water. Where are you being mitzdarif? That's your question. El al karcha, taima, the reason must be, lav mishum de lichaze l'shtil revias kishar mashkinu. Has nothing to do with this. Has nothing to do with the revias to be drinkable like all the drinks, the revias, so it's a quarter of it. Nothing to do with that. Ella rather, hachi shiureha. This is the shiur. Everything we're going to have in the Mishnah. We had everything. We're going to be coming up another Mishnah. How much paper do you have to carry? And how much leather do you have to carry? Nothing is, because it could combine with something else. Therefore, there's no other thing like that. Right? No other thing like that. Only wine. It says Abaye. It doesn't make any sense. Therefore, let's say you could, even if it doesn't make a revius, it doesn't make a difference. So the shear should be, whatever the shear should be for wine, regardless of whether or not it's going to be diluted, no water here. Yeah, well, tomorrow, you can't drink it. I hear all this. At the end of the day, that's not carrying. So therefore what?
What's he saying about it? The shear is going to be undiluted wine?
What? Abai is saying the shear should be, this is the shear. The shear is, you carry out a certain amount of wine. Not, like Rav said, it has to be one quarter, so therefore it's going to fit. There's no other water here. It's not wine. There's nothing else doing. So, Amalei Rava, back into the Gemara. Rava says like this, Hadakamarta shnel chalkei mayim vechad yayin. First of all, yes, b'kasha nida, about the color of wine. First of all, b'nei yayin hashiruni, Yayin Hashiruni Luchud Durafi. First of all, the wine in that region is not the same wine. It's weaker wine. So therefore, with less water, it's more strong. That's why you have to put in less water. Inami, I'll give you another. Hasam Mishum Chazusa. That wasn't a halachic definition of wine. That was just telling you. You want to know what the color is? If you take two parts water, one part wine, you'll get the color. That color is the color of dam. That wasn't anything to do with drinking wine. Or bracha dimeg. None of that. Just a simple thing about color. Aval lutaima, but in order for the taste of wine, lebay tvei, you need more water. The udikamarta mayan bekad mitarfen l'inyan Shabbos. Were you telling me that water, that you know, you have to have water in the jug in order to combine it, and there's no water here, so therefore it shouldn't be the shear of water, and whole complicated. So the Gemara, just the Rav says very simply, Shabbos l'inyan Shabbos. Midi dechashiv ba'inon. The requirement is chashivas. V'ha nami ha chashiv. This amount of wine is chashiv. Why is it chashiv? Rashi says, dechazi l'tstrufe be'maya. Because you can, in the future, add water. That's all. You don't have to have the water here. In the future, it's possible. Therefore, I'm chayiv now even if I don't carry there's no water here at all. I'm still chayiv.
The shear is a quarter of
revius. Because that is the shear that I could, if I want to, right. Which I think answers your question. The question is chashivas. So the Chacham made a rule. Every liquid is chashiv out of revius. Except for wine. Right? Now, he asked me, what about schnapps? So I don't even know if schnapps even exist back then. I'm sure it did. Question is, it was not the way it was drunk the way it is today. I don't know.
You know that quarter of a cup of wine by itself cannot be not drinkable.
That was exactly Abaye's question, and it's exactly Rava's answer. Right? Abaye's question was not drinkable. And Rava said it doesn't make a difference. It's fit to be drinkable. That's exactly what they're arguing about. Right? Okay. Tana. Now just okay. Yavesh Bikazayas Divei Reb Nosson. What if the wine dried up? It's congealed wine. So then you need a shear of a kezias, right? Kezias is a solid measure. You can't have kezias by liquids. So here it's not a liquid anymore, right? So now I need the size of a kezias, so that a kezias dry is the same thing as the revius wet, right? Kezias b'chtei adiv Reb Nasan. Amar Reb Yossi, Reb Nasan, Reb Yossi, Reb Yehuda, Amru Davar Echad. They both said the same thing. Reb Nasan hadamarin. Reb Nasan just said it's cheetah about wine. And Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Shishat Dvarim Mikulei Beis Shammai Umrichumer Beis Hillel. There are six things where Beis Shammai was more makil than Beis Hillel. Normally Beis Hillel is more makil, but there were six times where Beis Shammai is more makil. Says Rashi, Lav De'ika Hani V'Sulo. Don't think there were only six places in Shas where that's true. De'ika Tuva. De'ika, Da'akati Ika Tuva. There are more than six. So why do you say there were six if there are more than six? Ella, because kishenichnasu lekaram biyavne, when they came to the yeshiva in Yavne, ve'idu kol echad ve'echal osu shebiyado b'mesechtes idios, and each one said what they learned in the teachings of the rebbeim mesechtes idios. Hey, the bridal elu. So we heard the test said about these six. So those are the only ones that were recorded that day in idios. Doesn't mean those are the only six. These are the ones that were recorded. Anyway, one of them is that dam nevela. Right, dam nevela is not tamei. So Rashi points out, it's not tamei. What's a nevela? A nevela is an animal that died without shechita. There's a tumas nevela. The dam nevela of a nevela is not tamei, like the basa of a nevela. It's going to become tamei as something that touched the basa, which then you touch. But it doesn't have the status of basa of a nevela, which is a higher level of tumah. So dam nevela, so beishamai mitaharin. Beis Shammai says it's tar. Why? Because it doesn't have the status of basar. Ubeis Hillel mitamen. Beis Hillel says no, it does. Then you see Beis Shammai is more mekel. Right? Beis Shammai says if you touch the dam, says Rashi, you become tamei. No question about it. But it's a lower level. Why? Because it's already one removed. The dam touched the basar, you touch the dam. According to Beis Hillel, touching the dam is like touching the basar. Amar Reb Yossi, Reb Yehuda, af kishatimu Beis Hillel, even though Beis Hillel said your tamei lo timu el badam sheyesh bo revius. It's only a dam that has a revius. In other words, if you touch one speck, one drop of dam, has to be a collection of at least the revius. Why? Hoel v'yachol likrosh v'lamad al kezayis. So that if you congeal the dam, it'll have the share of a kezayis. So what do you see? What do you see? That a revius of something wet, when it hardens, has the share of a kezayis. Okay. Good. Good? So you see the exact same thing. By wine and by dam, the same thing. Says Abaya, maybe not true. Amar Abaya, no, Dilma Lohi, not true. Ad kan lo kam Reb Nasan acha. When did Reb Nasan say his din by wine, revius, rave revius? That's a quarter of revius. El biyayin, that's rive revius, right?
The bar revius.
I'm sorry, the bar revius. El biyayin, the kalosh. Wine is thin. Thinner than blood, right? It's thinner than blood. Avol habadam, but by blood, disamich kizayis, disamich, which is thicker, blood is thicker than wine, kizayis, loved by revius. I don't need such a large shear, right? It won't give me a revius. Inami or, ad kan lo kam, the kizayis, sagile revius, where wine is thicker, so a revius will give me a kizayis. El habadam, I'm sorry, that's by wine. El bedam, but by blood, the samich, which is thicker. I'm sorry. Read that again. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Hasam de kizayis sagile b'revius el bedam de samich. When does a revius transit into a kizayis? That's only by blood, which is thicker. Avol yayin de kalish, but wine, which is a little weaker. Kizayis have a yosef b'revius. Maybe a kizayis will be more than a revius. Therefore, v'chimapik pachos mikizayis is chayev. And if you carry less than that, you'd also be chayev. So it's not a raya either way. Okay? Next. End of the Gemara. End of that discussion. Now we're going to get into a whole agarata. First of all, chalav, we said milk, is kdei gmiya. Enough to make in a swallow. Right? The Ramban says he doesn't know what that means. What does that mean? How much is that? What kind of shear is that? Whatever it is. So, ibay lahu. Is it kdei gmiya with an aleph or kdei gmiya with an ayin? How do you write the word gemiyah? Right? Because again, the Mishnah was all oral. So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Hagmi Eini Na Ma'ay Mikadech. Right? Right? Give me some of the, pour me some of the mayim from your jug. Right? So what do you see? That is an aleph. Ibai Lahu, another question. Similar type of question. Gar'inin, is it a seed with an aleph? Oh, gar'inan, or a seed with an ayin? Amar Rava, Bar'ula, it says, v'nigra mi'erkacha. Right? When somebody is makdish, asteachuz, to the Beit HaMikdash, and then he wants to redeem it, so he has to redeem it by a certain amount. What? Yeah, it's a set valuation regarding how much land you have per year before Yovel, and then that the price gets reduced every year. And the word there is vinigra, with an ayin, to get reduced. Right? So someone explains over here that a seed is called a garin because it reduces the size of the fruit, which is a funny thing to call it. Okay, because I have an apple and the seeds inside, so they have less to eat because the seed taking up space. So a seed is with an ayin. Ibai lahu, omamos, oh omamos, a coal, a smoldering coal, is with an aleph or an ayin. Amar vitchak bar avdimi, arazim lo omamuhu begana lokim. He sees with an ayin. Ibai lahu, ma'amtin tanan o ma'amtin. So that the halacha, you're not allowed to close the eyes of a mace on Shabbos. The person died on Shabbos, and the eyes are open, you're not allowed to close them. Why not? Because it's a muksa. The mace is muksa. So that word, ma'amtin, means to close the eyes. So is that with an ayin or is that with an aleph? Amar of Chiyah bar Abba, Amar of Yochanan, v'otzem eina of miros bara. So he sees with an ayin. Okay? Tana Rabbanan, hamotzi chalav shel behema, if you carry out milk of a behema, animal milk, it's k'dei gemiyah, the amount of a swallow. Chalav shel isha, but the milk of a woman, of a human, or the luban shel beta, or the white of an egg, k'dei litein b'meshifa shel kilar. It's enough to make some kind of salve to put on your eye, right? When you have some kind of eye problem. Kilar, how much is a kilar? K'dei lashuf b'mayim, to soak it in water. Okay? And so the Mefarshim explained that they would use milk or water for this medicine. Either one, milk or water is good. Bar Rav Ashi, k'dei shifa, enough to smear on your eye, or k'dei achiza v'shifa, or you need enough, you have it in your hand, and you dip it into your hand to put it on your eye. So that's a bigger shear. And the answer is teku. Okay?
There wasn't a wild market.
No, it was not. Dvash, honey, k'dei litein ala kasis. The amount of honey is to put on a wound, right? You can imagine honey on a wound would soothe the wound. It's really an animal wound, not on a human, an animal. Tana, k'dei litein al pikasis, to put on the top of the wound. So listen to this, Bar Rav Ashi. Al kasis, apuma dekula kasis, on the top of the whole wound. O dilma, amursha kama dekasis, only the tippy-tippy top of the wound. La fuke, to exclude, hudrina delo. The underneath part of the wound does not get the honey. So it's a smaller shear. Again, teku. Again, not the teku. Okay, ready? Here we go. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Kol ma'asher bara HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olamo. Whatever Hashem created in the world, lo bara davar echad levatala. Not one thing was created for nothing. There's nothing wasteful in the world. For example, bara shavlul. What's a shavlul? A what?
Slug.
A slug. Hashem created a slug, lekasis, right? To put on a wound. Bar zvuv, Hashem created flies, litzi'ira, for the wasp. Says Rashi, zvuv litzi'ira, lemi sheukto tzi'ira, if somebody's stung by a wasp, koteish zvuv, you grind up a fly, umeinicha olav, and you put the fly on top of the sting. Okay, and that's a healing. Yitush is a what?
A gnat,
yeah. A gnat, l'nachash, for a snake bite. And v'nachash, and a snake, is l'chafifis, for shchin?
Yeah.
Some type of shchin. V'samamis, and a spider, look at Rashi. Look at Rashi, says samamis. Rashi says ariania, which is the Greek word for a spider, right? Old word for a spider. Is la'akrav. That's for a scorpion bite. Right? Spiders help the scorpions. Okay? What do you do? You get one white one and one black one, and you cook them together, and you put on your wounds. Okay? So, wait a minute. So now the kasha is, if nothing was created for nothing, then why was an akrav created? And why was a nachash created? And why was a tzeira created? Right? We're only mentioning the healing things. Right? Why were the other things created?
When the bites.
Why were those created? So says the Marsha. No, I'm not even asking about that. The thing I would have Mina, why are these small, tiny, insignificant things created? They don't do anything. Bugs and all, they don't do anything. Right? So are they created? The answer is it's not for nothing. There's a reason. All of them can heal you. You want to know why the things that bite you were created? That's not a kasha. Says the Marsha, Shevadai Nivru, of course these things were created, Lahazik, to harm you, Uliyaser Bahem, and to give punishment as Habrios, to the Brios. Of course, that's not a kasha why those things were created. Hashem created them to give you punishment. Yisurim, exactly. Now, why were these tiny little bugs created? Because that's the remedy. You thought those are, that's what the Marsha says. You hear this? In Yaakov says that to teach you, listen to this one, you're allowed to use and kill animals for refuah. And don't think that these are not refuahs. The Gemara is guaranteeing these work. These work. And that's why only these were singled out. Why Hashem created elephants? I don't know why. Nobody knows why. Right? Nobody knows why. Nobody knows why Hashem created anything. Because we don't know anything. There's a few things. What about these? These you can take to the bank. These we know. These were created because they actually have medicinal value. You don't believe it? You can even kill them. You can even kill them because they have medicinal value. And the Shavuos Yaakov has a tshuva, you see from here, that killing animals for refuah, then you take it one step further. Even suffek refuah, even to do lab testing, is not an Isser of Tzar Bal Chaim at all. And you can do anything you want, to lab testing for animals, if it's going to lead to refuah. Okay? Good?
Insect and an animal, I guess.
What? Well, they don't like a lot of things.
Well, I'm talking about a bug, but I'm not talking about animals.
What's the difference? Because the difference is you can't cuddle with a bug. That's the only difference. There's no difference. It's God's creature. What's the difference? Right? Well, the difference is with those you can't cuddle. The ladies don't like them. Right? Nobody ever put a leash on one of these ugly bugs and walked around with it. Nobody did that. Right?
Yes.
Yes, right. Right? No difference. You value anything that breathes on this earth? Why are they any different? The answer is because they're not cute looking. That's all. Okay. The next Gemara now. I looked in the back. And each Mufarish had a different shot what this meant. All of them had to do with Mashiach and the Gulluses. And I just... They just didn't... Like, what? They were just so... So I'm just going to read the Gemara. And you'll see yourself. You can imagine what these Gemaras really mean. I don't think for 1 minute these are face value Gemaras. But what exactly they mean, I don't know. Tana Rabbanan. Chamisha Emot Hein. There are five fears in the world. Emas Chalosh Al Agibar. Concerning the weak being afraid of the strong. Of the strong being afraid of the weak.
No doubt.
That the weak puts fear into the strong. One. Emas Mavgia Al Ari. The Ari is afraid of this bug called the Mavgia. Somehow it screams and the Ari thinks it's something bigger than it. So it's afraid of it. It's a small little bug. Emas Yitush Al Apil. The gnat. The elephant's afraid of the gnat. Number three, Emas Samamis ala Akrav, the scorpion's afraid of the spider. Emas Sanunis ala Nesher, the Sanunis bird, it makes the eagle afraid of it. The eagle's afraid of that bird. And number five, Emas Kilbis, some small fish, al Leviathan. Right, the Leviathan, gigantic sea monster, is afraid of the little fish. Again, what this means, what's the depth behind this Gemara, I don't know. But the Marsha does say, don't ever think that size matters. Right? Everyone, oh, look at me, I'm so this, I'm so that. Size doesn't matter. Because the smallest little things in the world bring down the gigantic elephant and the gigantic Leviathan. The small little things, are they're afraid of it. So don't ever think that size matters. Where do we say that? Most people say that because they're wrong. That's why you have a Gemara and have a Marsha to tell you that size doesn't matter. Right? Right? And Hashem runs the world. And listen to this line. V'yachal lehafriya mimenu. Hashem can get payment out of you. Afilu al yadei davar katan. Even through something small. That's right. Amar v'yehuda mikra. What's the pasuk for that? Amar v'yehuda marav mikra. Hamavlig shod al eiz. It's a pasuk in Amos, and to be honest with you, I don't know what these words mean. I didn't look up in English. What do these words mean? Hamavlig shod al eiz. What does that mean? Anybody know? Anybody have it in English? What does that mean? The weak triumph over the what? Over the powerful. Okay. Reb Zeira once, Ishkach l'Rav Yehuda, he once saw Rav Yehuda to have a apitzcha de bechamua. He was by the entrance of his mother-in-law, of his father-in-law. V'chazir he saw to have a bedicha daite, that he was in a good mood. Rav Yehuda was in a good mood outside the door of his father-in-law. V'i boi minei kol chalili alma havi amalei. And if he asked him any question on the world, he'll answer him. So he's gonna now, we're going to have a bunch of questions, which, again, all the Mepharshim explain these questions on a non-literal basis. The non-literal, again, they range from the spectrum of Mashiach and Golos, and all, we'll say one thing, and the Ben Yoyada says that the reason why it tells you, the Gemara tells us where this happened at the outside of his father-in-law's house, is because even though these questions are not superficial questions about silly things like goats and sheep, like they appear on the surface, that's what these questions are, and therefore didn't want to ask these questions to Beis HaMedrash, even though these are questions that have a tremendous depth to them and a tremendous interpretation, but on the surface they don't, they're silly, so therefore we didn't want to ask them to Beis HaMedrash. Okay, the Chassam Sofer says, you have to read this in Hebrew, the Chassam Sofer says, why does it say that it happened on the outside of his father-in-law's house? Who cares? So the Chassam Sofer says, Shalakach hoyta daita beducha. This is why he was happy. He was by his father-in-law's house, and he didn't even make a chet. You hear that? He spent time by his father. It was a hurricane. He had to go live by his in-laws. He didn't even get upset. No chet. He was in such a good mood. The Gemara goes out of its way to tell us he was by his in-laws, and he was in a good mood. You hear that?
Because he was outside.
Because he was outside.
Don't pick and choose.
Okay, anyway, Amalei asked him, my time, or why is it, Ize maskan bereisha, how come the goat goes out first, v'hadar imre, and then only behind them are the sheep? Why do the goats go out ahead of the sheep? So Amalei, so he told him, kibyasa shalolam, it's just like the creation of the world. The Bereisha Chashuva, first came darkness. Fahadar Nuhura, and then came the light. Most goats are black, and most sheep are white. Yes, they have a few the other way, but that's the majority. The majority is this way. So one of the pshatim I saw was that he was asking why is it that Yavan, Greece, which is the gullus of the mind, and the gullus of spirituality, right? That's what Yavan was. The gullus of Yavan took place in Eretz Yisrael. There was no gullus. The gullus was all a spiritual gullus. So why is it that the Yavanim, which are represented by the goat, why that's true I don't know, but it just is, they're represented by the goat, why are they in the forefront of the world? Why are they so ahead of everybody? They won. Look at us. They won. So why'd that happen? So he told him, it's already hinted to in the first pasuk of the Torah, right? Choshech al panei sahom. The choshech, that pasuk has four galuses. Galus of Yavan is choshech, because they're not smarter, they're not better. All they are is bring darkness to the world. It's already been alluded to in the first pasuk of the Torah. Okay, they're all the answers, like all the questions and answers are like this type of thing. Next, my time aha mechasyon. How can sheep have a tail that covers their rear? Vahani Megalion, and goats don't have a tail at all, and their rear is exposed. So he answered back, I'll tell you why. Hani de Machasinon Minaihu, since we get clothing from sheep, therefore mechaskin. It's we cover our bodies with them, so they get the benefit of being covered. Vahani goats, dolo mechasin on minayu. We don't wear goat fur. Yeah, you can make a bag out of it. That's true. Rudvah says you make a bag out of it. Nobody wears it. Therefore, minayu megalian. Therefore, they're revealed. Therefore, they're exposed. My time a gamla zutar ganuv say. How come a camel has a short tail? Why is it such a short tail? So the answer is mishum da'achal kisi, because he eats thorns, and if he had a long tail, he'd tell that caught the thorns a lot. So Shem Rachmonis and the camel gave him a short tail. And my time a tura aricha ginuv say. How come an ox has a long tail? Mishum the dyer ba'agme, because he goes to the swamp a lot. Duboy the karkushe baki, and he needs to swat the flies. Right? So there's a long tail. My taina kamar dekamta rikika. How come the antenna of an ant is soft? How come? Mishum the daira bechilfi, because they live in wood? What?
Willows.
The kasha nadye, and if it got caught in the willows, got caught in the antenna and broke the antenna, umish avra, the ant would become blind. Why? Shmuel said, "Hi man, the boy, little missay kamsa. If you ever have nothing to do with yourself and you want to make ants blind, how do you do that? What should you do? Well, she'll find the little car and they take away their antenna and then they'll make them blind. So the kids are sitting there, nothing to do. When we were a little kid, there was such a thing as nothing to do. It doesn't even exist anymore. When do kids have nothing to do?
Downtime.
We used to have nothing to do all day. You remember that much, little kids? There's nothing to do. If you have nothing to do. You want to make ants blind? Take away their antenna." Shmuel said that. Right? Shmuel said that part. My timer, why is it? Hi timra de tarnagulta medali la'ila. How come every creature in the world, the top eyelid goes down and cover, basically the top eyelid covers the eye. The bottom eyelid just has a little bit of help. But really it's the top eyelid that covers. But by a chicken it's reverse. It's the bottom eyelid that comes up. Okay? They say that's even true?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's such a thing, I looked it up yesterday, it's called a nictitating membrane. Chickens are the only animal in the world that really, they call it a third eyelid. It's called a third eyelid, and they can even see while that eyelid is, it's just a clear membrane that covers, it's a protective thing to cover the eye. So the Gemara says, the Dairi Adapi, they live in, what's Adapi? The Dairi Adapi, they live on beams, on beams?
Boards.
Yeah. The Isle Kitra, and if the smoke, I guess from the town, the people, will go into their eyes, Mishavra, it's going to make them blind. Therefore, they have a, Hashem gave them a third, they call it a third eyelid, to protect them from the smoke. Okay? Now, we are going to discuss words of Aramaic, and why the words of Aramaic mean what they mean. So the truth is, there's a machlokes. The Marsha says that Aramaic is very similar to Hebrew. They're very similar to Hebrew. Aramaic is very similar to Hebrew. And therefore, like, where did this word come from in Aramaic? What's the root of it? Because the root of it is in Hebrew. So the Maharal says that, listen, we just got through saying that nothing in the world is extra. Everything has a purpose. So why are there so many languages? So it's a machlokes between the Maharal and others, the Ran. The Ran says that all languages, except for Hebrew, right, are agreements among the people. In other words, ancient England or whatever, they agreed that we're going to call this a cup, and we're going to call this a table, and we're going to call that a chair. What's the essence of the essence? There's no essence. It's a convention among the people. And in French, they did the same thing. And in Germany, they did the same thing. And in Spain, they did the same thing. Right? We'll make a convention. This is, we're going to call this a chair, and we're going to call that a table. Hebrew's not like that. Every word in Hebrew has a root and an essence and a meaning. And if you go study them, you'll get a little bit of enlightened. It's not just a convention, but it's intrinsically the word. It's intrinsically, right? Why is a sus, a horse, called a sus? Why? In English, because we made up, we'll call it a horse. Why is it called in Hebrew a sus? So there are reasons. What they are, I don't know. What about Aramaic? How does Aramaic fit into this mix? Is it just a convention, like English and Spanish, or is it more similar to Hebrew? That's what's going on over here. A lot of the words are similar anyway.
Exactly. So wouldn't you assume that's the same?
Right. So then we're going to go through some. Like a lot of words in Aramaic are the same word in Hebrew minus one letter. For example, in Hebrew,
they change a letter.
I'm sorry. What?
Dal,
right. Dal like zahav and is gold, and in Aramaic it's dahav. One letter changes. Right. So that's what's going on over here. So here we go. Dasha. Dasha means a door. Right? In Hebrew it's called a delis. In Aramaic it's called dasha. Why? Derech sham. It's a combination of derech sham. Dasha, derech sham. There's the door. And there's the way out. Right? Darga. Darga is a ladder. Right? Like madrega. That was the same word. Darga. Derech gad. Because they didn't have steps in those days. They had a ladder. We go up to the roof. Go to darga. There you go. Masculisa. Masculisa is some kind of dip. Which means masai tichleha. When's this going to finish? So Rashi has two pshat on what this means. Standard pshat is when it takes a very long time for the dip to get used up because you eat it very slowly. It's only a dip. So like, well, this is never going to get finished, right? Besa is a house. Ba, here, come, the Asin Bay. Come sit here in my house. Biksa is a small house, meaning Be Aksa. It's very narrow. Kufta. Kufta is a block. Kufta means kof v'yasiv. Turn it over and sit down. Livni. A livni is a brick. Why is a livni called a brick? Because it's lebay bunny. It lasts forever. When bricks don't get rotten, they last forever. My children, children's children. Hutza. Hutza is a reed, some kind of reed fence. As it comes to the word chatzitza. It's just a temporary partition. Chatzva. Chatzva is a well. Shechotzev mayim in amahar. You dig out the water from the river. Kuza. Kuza is a jug. Kazet, like this. Fill it up like this. Right? You walk into the store. How much beans do you want? Kazet, like this. So the jug got called a kuza. Shutisa. Shutisa is a type of branch that they used to, some kind of hadasim, that they would dance with in front of the kala. The other is because shetusa, because it's a shtus. To dance like that, you become crazy. Not that the dancing is a shtus, it's not. It's a very important thing. You dance for a kala, you make her feel good. But then you become crazy, it gets out of hand. So that's why it's called that. Mashikla is a basin. It's mashe kula, to wash your hands. And mashkilta is a small basin. Mashia kalsa, they would get rid of the kala, the bride. They would get them ready in these small basins to make them look pretty. Asisa. Asisa is a pestle. Right, you know, a mortar and a pestle. What that is? A mortar and a pestle is like you see it in front on the neon signs by the pharmacy. It's like a cup with that crushing thing. They used to crush the medicine. So one's called a mortar, one's called a pestle. I think the pestle is the stick, right?
Right.
The pestle is the stick. So asisa is a pestle, and asisa a pestle chasirta because it reduces your spices, your medicine because it crushes it, and buchna. Buchna is a mortar. Rashi says, where is it? I'm sorry. Asisa, Rashi says mortar. I think we changed that. Right? I think we changed it, even though Rashi says mortar. And buchna is a mortar. Bova achna. What does bova achna mean? Come over here and take your food. Strike it. Okay, strike it. Okay. Lavusha. What is clothing? What does the word clothing mean? It means lo busha. I'm not embarrassed anymore because I'm wearing clothing. Glima. What does a shirt mean? Why is it called the glima? Shinasa boki golem. Because it makes it like a golem. You don't see, when you wear a toga, you don't see your form. You don't see your body. You just look like a lump of person. Gulsa. A gulsa is like a fancy shirt that you wear on the outside. Gully the asif. Come look at me. I'm all revealed. I'm all glowing. Puria. Why is a bed called a puria? Sheparin v'ravin aleh, because you have children in the bed. That's why. Bor zinka. But what bor? Bor zinka. A dried out bor is called a bor zinka. Why? Bor ze noki. This bor, nothing in this bor. It's dried out. Sudra, a kerchief. You know, like what they used to wear, like a turban. means Sod Hashem Lireyav. Right, in the head is where the secrets of Hashem are found. Apadna is a palace, like a big house. Apishchadein, the door's over there. Okay? Now, another line of Agarta, which I don't know what this means. Tanar Banan, Shlosha, there are three creatures. Kalzman, Shemaz Kinan, when they get older, Mosif and Gvura. They have more strength. Most things, when they get older, they get weaker. Not these three. Ve'elohein, dog, a fish, Nachash, a snake, the Chazir, and a pig. Okay? What does that mean? I don't know. Next, Shemen. Ugh. And one more minute. Shemen, kidei lasach aver katan. We said oil is to anoint the small aver. What kind of small aver? I said the aver katan of a baby. Where did I get that from? I got that from this Gemara. Amr devei Rabbi Yanai. Shemen kidei lasach aver katan shal katan ben yomo. It's the small finger of a one-day-old baby. Okay? The tiniest limb that's out there. Nothing smaller than a one-day-old baby. Nothing smaller than his small limb. Meisrei, wait a minute. Shemon kedei lasuch eiver katan v'katan ben yomo. It's two separate things. My lav, doesn't that mean eiver katan de gadol? A small eiver on an adult. The eiver gadol shall katan ben yomo. Or the small eiver, the big eiver on a small baby. Amelach levirvyanei lo. Hachi kamar. Shemen, the shemen, kidei lasuch eiver katan, shal katan ben yomo. No, says Rabbi Yanai. I stick to my guns. It doesn't mean that. It means a small limb of a small baby. Okay, we'll stop here. Lema kitanoi. We'll go through more of it. All right, everyone have a good day. We'll pick up tomorrow.